The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, March the 29th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Not Economically Viable, But It's All Good. And the time is 7:44 a.m. here in London, making it 3:44 a.m. on the east coast of America, and coming up to 1:45 in the morning on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Funnily enough, our clocks go forward tonight, or rather 2 a.m. Sunday morning, so later on I'll be frantically running around pushing my clocks forward an hour, you know, the ones that don't adjust automatically, like your phone and your computer and things like that, so that when I wake up during the night, I actually see what time it really is, rather than, not taking into account of the hour jump. Okay, so as I said on this show back in January, I was switching back to doing a show every day of the year, like I used to before I scaled it back to look after my mother's affairs, in order to see if it would be commercially viable, which, if so, would be something I could do to replace the income I get from her, as I have been through virtually everything in her house, and as a result, my work for her is coming to an end. Whilst I thank all of you who donated to the show, I'm going to have to find something else to do in order to generate enough money to live on, so on that basis, the I'm Talking To You show will revert back to the Saturday only show as it was for its first 151 episodes. I ask all of you who have set up monthly donations to the show to cancel these, as they were made on the basis of me doing a show for you every day and not just 3 days a week. However, I am going to leave the donate button up on the website, achshow.com, in case anyone wants to send me something in the future. I also want to thank Mark R. Elsis of earthnewspaper.com for asking people to support my show on his excellent website, which we will be visiting later in the show. In conclusion, it's all good, as I hate asking for money on the show, and I can now focus on content as opposed to fundraising. Okay, so just have a little drink of water. Let's get into what I have learned from the mainstream media, or rather the media as a whole, rather, in the last week. So I'm just going to go over to a little list here. I'm not going to give you any headlines. I'm going to try and talk you through from memory, make it a bit more interesting. Did any of you decide to get your DNA checked? Find out what your ancestry was and things like that? I always thought it was a bit of a con to me. Heard out about stories about people deliberately being given incorrect results to, you know, frustrate them, what have you. These were allegations that I heard over the years in the alternative media. But I did hear from the mainstream media that 23andMe has gone bust. And basically, it's filing for bankruptcy. And as a result, all their assets are going to be sold off, including this huge data bank of people's DNA. And people who've got their DNA, sent their DNA to them. They're panicking in America because they're worried that a sort of healthcare provider could buy it up and then go through it, find out what these people's DNA is, which could give them ideas as to what healthcare problems they could develop in the future, and bump their insurance up. So they've been going onto the website, and there's so much traffic, the website can't cope with all the people clicking on it. So these people who went to 23andMe to get a DNA check are having a very rude awakening. So there you go. Found that, well, not necessarily being hoisted by their own petard or something like that, but you really do know deep down who you are. You know if you're a covenant person, you know if you're the opposite, different things like that. That's my view. I've never sought the need to get any sort of DNA check. I'm quite happy with who I am, and that's that. Okay, I talked about Michael Schumacher in the past, and essentially, an insider came out this week, because obviously I feel sorry for the family that he's in the condition that he's in, whatever that condition is, that they refuse to tell people about. You know, just say it and people will leave you alone. If you want people to leave you alone, just say, look, this is his condition, we're struggling to cope with it, can you please leave us alone? And then the press will be, all right, okay, thanks for telling us, we respect your privacy. But by keeping it all under wraps, they're not expecting a sort of, you know, Martin Bashir style interview with the guy, right? Just set the record straight. Simple as that. But no, they know best. But turns out some insider has come out and said that basically he can only communicate with his eyes. They've had to set him up so that presumably he does something with his eyes to tell people what he wants. We know he has round the clock, not just medical attention, but they had a hospital, I think, built for him where he lives, a little hospital for him. And a couple of other things I heard, that he was supposed to have attended his daughter's wedding last year, and his close friend Johnny Herbert, who was his partner at Benetton. I remember Johnny Herbert while he was his teammate, at Benetton. I think he won the British Grand Prix. A few people went out and he won it, so... Yeah, he said that he didn't believe, from what he knew, he didn't believe that that was possible, that he would have attended his daughter's wedding. And also his son, Mick Schumacher, who had a brief career in Formula One, he made a comment a few years ago to the effect that, well, it's different communicating with my dad now than I used to. So essentially, it seems to indicate that he's not able to speak as you and I are, but instead he has to rely on other methods, which is quite sad. Okay, so what else have I got here? Oh, I found this one interesting. The police in the UK have actually caught a shoplifter. I mean, I heard they don't even go out to shopliftings anymore. So I thought, well, how's this possible? Because this was a shoplifter from a supermarket, and he had a load of Cadbury's Cream Eggs for some reason. The Cream Egg for me, it's always been, oh, it's nice, I suppose, but trying to eat it and hold it and all the stuff runs down the side and then onto your fingers and all this sort of stuff, it's very, very messy. So I've never really been a great fan of them. But what happened was that the security staff knew what was going on. Obviously, they can't touch the guy, which is whatever, we've been there before. But as they followed him out of the shop, they saw a police car driving past. So they flagged the police car down. The police car decided to stop and arrested a shoplifter, which is a novel change for the police. I thought they were too busy arresting people for posting things online that the hidden government don't like. But in this case, they got a shoplifter, and he did go to court over it. And I think he got a sentence of a few weeks that was suspended for a year. So they're still keeping those jail cells free for people who say things that they do not like. Okay, I've talked about e-bikes a lot on this show, and they're another form of this electric vehicle that seems to catch fire, like the cars that the elites love so much. Well, it turns out that they've been banned from the London Underground, the London Tube, the London subway system, because they keep catching fire and they've determined that they are actually a danger to people. So that is a big step. But you never see the police again stopping them going the wrong way up one-way streets, stuff like that, with their stupid Deliveroo bags on their back and things like that. So there you go. What else have I got in my little folder here? Yes, I talked about sex toys before in Currys, which was a shop I used to love going into as a child because it had all the hi-fi equipment in, stuff like that, when I was growing up, before I found out about hi-fi separates, and you'd have to go to specialist shops for that, like the Cornflake shop up near Tottenham Court Road, which was an audiophile's dream, and it was one of the only shops that I've been to where you have to ring the bell and they let you in. Although I was in a rather rough part of London in recent weeks, and I kid you not, I saw a charity shop, and I was like, oh, well, I'll pop in there. So I sort of go to push the door, and it's locked. I thought there was some woman there as well. I thought, oh, maybe she's on a break or something. Then she waved me to come in, and she had to buzz me in a charity shop. Can you believe it, folks? That's how bad the area was. They had to buzz people in and out of a charity shop. It's how bad the morality is in this country now that they've lost God and turned their back on Christianity. That's how it's got that charity shops aren't safe from thieves anymore. There's no depths to what people will plummet in a world without, or country, well, it's really like a world now, it's becoming that case, without God, or a world that God is there for people, but the majority turn their back on him. As he says, if you follow my laws, you'll get my blessings, and if you don't, you'll get the cursings. And it's pretty obvious to most of us what we are getting today. So anyway, going back to Currys, I said that they had some advert that was criticised about their sex toys they were selling. Well, it turns out that Tesco are now selling sex toys next to the vitamin section, which has upset quite a few people. But I don't expect that to stop at all. They're on the slippery slope to just complete dystopia, and there's going to be a big shock before it pings right back again. So next we have another female prison officer. She was only 22. She's been jailed because she had an affair with a convicted burglar, but it gets even worse. So we've got a prison governor now who's on trial. She's 42. She was in a relationship with an inmate who apparently referred to himself as one of the guys out of Breaking Bad, Jesse Pinkman, the Aaron Paul character. That was the name that he used. So I'm starting to wonder if a significant number of women are training to be prison officers for the sole purpose of getting access to male inmates to have sex with. Because it's so often the case now. But I don't expect any of this to be addressed, because it would go against this elite plan of wokery and, oh, it's, you know, years ago you wouldn't have that. Oh, I mean, even in a public toilet now, there's a little sign up, oh, the attendant may be of either gender. Well, not so long ago, you could only have female attendants working in female toilets and male attendants in male toilets. But, oh no, these people know best. And we get to see the results of their tampering with tradition, don't we? So often. Let's see what else is here. Oh, the Green Lobby have been at it again. These people looking forward to their junket in the Amazon that they're clearing. What was it, 10, 12, 30 mile road, they're clearing Amazon forest to give them a nice quick road to their COP30 summit later on in the year. These absolute hypocrites. Well, they've been moaning about the South Pole. They're saying that it is missing thousands of miles of ice, and of course, would you believe it, but global warming is to blame. I wonder how much of that was caused by all the Amazon that they're having destroyed so they can have their little junket in the Amazon later in the year, COP30. And finally, I'm going to get into this article for you because it gave me an idea. Now, this article has got expletives in it starred out, but I'm going to read them as they are, so I am going to be reading some expletives out for you, but it's for a very particular purpose, okay? So this is a Daily Mail article. Excuse me. The headline is, Grandfather of 14 who blocked police speed camera van so passing motorists couldn't be filmed is ordered to pay compensation. A grandfather who blocked a police speed camera before calling an officer at Jobsworth has been ordered to pay £150 compensation. Richard Arnold parked his lorry directly behind the police van, preventing civilian officer Richard McKenzie from filming speeding drivers on the A348 at Ferndown, Dorset, on October the 29th. Arnold, 61, claimed he only stopped to take an important phone call regarding the health of his newborn grandson, who was in hospital. But when Mr. McKenzie stepped out of the mobile speed camera van and asked the lorry driver to move as he was compromising the ability of the camera, Arnold then ignored his pleas as he was on the phone. When the officer then again asked him to move, the defendant then lashed out at him. And here comes the profanity, folks. The grandfather was caught on camera telling Mr. McKenzie, "You're protecting no one. Have a bit of compassion. You're a fucking Jobsworth. I will park here for the next hour and you won't film anyone." He demanded the officer's collar number, and when Mr. McKenzie responded that he was just trying to do his job, Arnold shouted, "And I'm doing mine, so go fuck yourself." If that wasn't bad enough, he finished by saying he hoped the officer would go home and find his family dead. So he got this £150 fine. I think he's also got 200 hours worth of community service that he has to do. But what I got from that, a couple of things. Firstly, the F word was used twice there, so that's regarded as profanity. But would you prefer someone said the F word to you or hoped you would find your family dead? I know which I would prefer, and that would be the F word. So the other thing that I was thinking of, because that's such an unpleasant thing to say, and it's something that people could think about over and over again, you know. Certain groups that are protected groups in this country, that if you refer to them by slang terms that were allowed when I was growing up, you could get a straight prison term for using that now. And I would wonder if any of these people would prefer to be called that term or be told they hope that they would find their family dead. So then I was thinking, well, it's not actually about what's a more hurtful and upsetting thing to hear someone say to you. It again goes back to the elites, because if they're promoting all these groups they've introduced into the traditional countries, the traditional population of a country, they can't have slang terms for people. They can't have any, oh, you're this, you're that, and all this sort of stuff, because they want to fuse these people together with the host population. And that's why comedies such as sort of Archie Bunker, we had our version was Alf Garnett, I've talked about that before, things like Love Thy Neighbour, which was in a similar vein, that were from the 1970s mainly in the UK and the United States, that's why those weren't allowed to continue. They were a means of introducing the fact that we have, it's not just a white country anymore. Do you know what I mean? But they also had this underlying message against racism. So once they kind of got that out the way, and they would use some of the, you know, words that were used in those shows and things like that, even going into the early 80s, they had to get rid of that because it's like, I'm going all over the place here. I mentioned earlier in the week there was a professor, it's always these professors, isn't it, over in Hungary, who criticised the benefits that the government were giving for women to have more children. She said, having children's not trendy anymore. Well, they have to make any sort of terms that they don't like not trendy anymore if what they are looking for is to fuse the population they're bringing in with the population that's already there. Does that make sense? So if, for example, people would still have these terms you can't use anymore for this population coming in, then that might make people within the host population, well, you know, I don't want to date anyone in that group or stuff like that, which goes completely against what the elite's plan is for bringing these people in the first place. So that's why you have all these laws against saying certain terms, and they sell it to you because they say, oh, well, it's hateful, it's upsetting for the person receiving it or stuff like that. But then you see something like this being done, which is a lot more hurtful, and there's no protection for that because the elites actually aren't worried about anyone's feelings. They're worried about the plan that they've got for everybody being jeopardised by a few words. So I hope I finally made sense of that one for you. And that brings us to the end of what I have learned in the past week from the media. So let's see what the mainstream media first are up to right now. So we'll start off with Associated Press, apnews.com. Myanmar's earthquake death toll jumps to more than 1,000 as more bodies recovered from the rubble. Now, I woke up to this news yesterday, I'm sure many of you did too, and I've been looking at it on and off through the day. Now, the BBC had a very restrained approach to their reporting, so they were saying, oh, there's a, I think it was getting up to 100 and stuff like that. The Daily Mail went full on with, could be 10,000 yesterday. And now I'm seeing it's more than 1,000. I also understand Richie from Boston is saying that this was HARP that caused this. So that's someone in the alternative media, that's their view on it. But that is the main story, and our prayers are with the people out there. Looks quite horrific. There's some images we might get into later on some independent media websites regarding that. Let's move on to BBC News. We'll do their top 10, shall we? So I'm just going to scroll down to that. Number 10, Centre Parks removes X account from website after fake account setup. Now, Centre Parks is like I don't think they'd like the term holiday camp because they see themselves as above that. But I think it's a whole complex that's completely undercover. So I think they can regulate temperature and everything where people go on holiday in the UK. And they used to sell it with, as it's all undercover, it doesn't matter what the weather does, because historically the weather in the UK can be quite unreliable. So you might plan a nice summer holiday and you think, oh, I'm going to go over to the coast and I'm going to soak up the sun and what have you, get a week of rain. That's very common in the UK. So that is what Centre Parks is. I did know someone used to go there quite regularly, so they seem to like it with their family. I've never been, and it's never been something that appeals to me. 9, a noose around our neck, residents driven out by UK's largest road tunnel. 8, how police caught killer criminology student without DNA evidence. 7, how to watch Saturday's partial solar eclipse. 6, Alex Warren was homeless and sleeping in friends' cars, now he's number 1. 5, hundreds feared dead in quake and Reeves likened to truss, that's the What the Papers Say article. 4, it's going to get worse, US car buyers brace for sweeping auto tariffs. 3, Justin Welby, I failed to act on abuse scandal as scale was overwhelming. He's the former Archbishop of Canterbury in the UK. And I don't know if he still is. Has he resigned waiting for someone to fill him to replace him? I'm really not sure. The Church of England is such a laughing stock that I don't really pay much attention to them. Number 2, Vance scolds Denmark during Greenland trip. And number 1, she took him and his money, how a granddaughter cut off her grandfather from his family. So you'd expect the quake story to be the top there, but it's only really got a mention in the What the Papers Say article. So maybe that's all calming down over there. Let's see what the Daily Mail has. celebrity nonsense at the top. Lonely Prince Harry didn't know his father was in hospital in cancer battle until he saw it on the news, as worried friends say the Duke barely leaves his Montecito mansion and is now Meghan Markle's spare. Yes, I think he's made some very odd decisions in recent years. He used to be known as like the fun royal, so he'd be out, not in a, like he was a drunkard or anything like that, but he would, you know, be photographed doing silly things, stuff like that, you know, go to parties, things like that. So he wasn't as tied to royal protocol as his brother William, because of course his brother William's a future king, he's just the brother, that type of thing. So anyway, let's go over to have a look at what's going on in the independent news. So we'll start off with RT.com. Excuse me. Trump and Ukraine at the top. I really can't be bothered at all. That's one thing I'm not going to miss looking at every day, some of this news, I tell you. German Foreign Minister calls for iPhone update tax. Whatever that is. I think all updates I've spoken about before. I mean, most of the updates I've ever got for applications on my phone have only made the applications worse. So, yeah, I think the whole thing's very odd. And I can see there's not a great deal going on over here. So let's go over to rents.com. See if there's anything of interest to have a look at here. From JFK to Trump, how the US became welded to Israel. That is the top story that takes you to antiwar.com website. Then we've got some more stuff on Greenland. Europe pushing for World War III ASAP. That takes us to an Armstrong Economics article. I believe that's Martin Armstrong, who appears on quite a few radio shows with the likes of Greg Hunter, people like that. I don't believe Jeff Rentz has ever had him on. Let's move on to halturnerradioshow.com. I saw a video on here. Yeah. Magnitude 7.7 earthquake smashes Burma. So as you get into that article, there's people queuing up in traffic and suddenly a skyscraper that's under construction, but most of it appears to have been built, just comes down like in a puff of smoke, that sort of thing. So quite shocking there. And top story is breaking news, Zelensky tells US no deal. Well, yeah, I wouldn't trust anything that came out of that guy's mouth anyway. But for me, the whole thing, you see, one thing I've found having a break from listening to all these different radio shows, these people that come out and all, you know, Russia's going to do that, and they've got their real, they're in the alternative media and they've got all this analysis and all, you know, Putin's going to do this and Zelensky's going to do this and all. I just believe the whole thing's grand theatre. By all means, listen to that if you find it entertaining. I do find it entertaining from time to time, something like that. But having a break from it, whatever these people say is not going to change my mind. No one is going to get into a significant position of power unless they're controlled by the people that control the world. It's very, very simple. And what I go off is the Bible. And as I said, I've been listening to some of the old Rick Adams shows, and it's great because people call in and I'm listening to around the time Trump's got in and actually hearing the people, oh, Trump's going to be so wonderful, oh, he won the election for us. I'm not talking about now, I'm talking about 2016, you know. And Rick's just there, he's quite patient. He says, well, you know, I hope that you're right and stuff. But then he gets in and you start to see all the swamp that he said he's going to drain, the people he's appointing to his administration, stuff like that. And he's like, well, it's not I told you so. It's Jesus Christ told you so. The Bible told you so. There's not going to be any man that's going to come along, apart from the man of perdition. But people are out there expecting that there's going to be some great leader that's going to come along and put all the world right. There is. He's called Jesus Christ. And that's the only one. But up to then, you either use the theatre to entertain yourself with, the political theatre, or, like me, just get some real theatre. I'm watching the Outer Limits series, actually, from the 1995 reboot at the moment. The first series, it had some good moments, but the second series, virtually every episode has been good so far. I didn't want to bother with the 1960 series because I've seen a few of the Twilight Zone episodes, which are half the length, at about 25 minutes. And as I've said before, science fiction and black and white don't really work for me, even though the picture is really quite good and stuff. I'm pleased I bought that set because it was reasonably priced. And if I ever want to watch something quick, I can stick that on, episode of that on for 25 minutes. But the Outer Limits, as I say, I think it was 50 minutes an episode. So I had no interest in going back to the 1960s version of that. I thought I'd give the reboot a chance. And so far, I think I paid about 60 quid for all six seasons. And they're, so far, I think it's been worthwhile. So I'm working my way through that. But when I want to see entertainment, I'd rather look at, as I say, something like that. And you can get something out of something like that as well. Like, oh, is that going on today? Is that what they were, that guy on RT was accusing them of doing with The Simpsons, you know, programming people? Are we seeing that in some of these shows? And that's the sort of thing I like to look out for. Earthnewspaper.com. Let's see what's going on Mark R. Elsis's website. So he's got a video at the top, as he generally has. Majorana 1 quantum chip found in hidden message in Voyager 1's data. So I was just talking about science fiction, and this would be in a similar vein. This is an 18-minute video. I believe it's going to be on Rumble. It generally is. Yes, it is. So you can have a look at that if you feel so inclined. Quote of the day: under capitalism, man exploits man. Under communism, it's just the opposite. That's from John Kenneth Galbraith. And here we have a look, see if there's any, if I can find the music of the day. He's got quite a few articles here. Some of these might well be videos as well. So it's worth going down here to have a look at some of these. But yeah, I can't. He's got a lot of articles today, so I don't know where the music thing is. I can't see it, so we're going to move on to censored.news. If it opens up. Oh, something interesting. Stu Peters was interviewing Victor Hugo recently. And Victor Hugo has alleged that he's got a Brighteon page. And he's alleged, and Brighteon is owned by Mike Adams, the same guy who does Natural News and this censored.news website. He said that a show he did with Monica Schaefer has been censored from Brighteon, taken down. And he's been in contact with, I believe he might have even been on Mike Adams' show, I'm not sure, but they know each other. So he's alleged on this interview he did with Stu Peters that he's tried to contact Mike Adams about it, tried to contact staff, heard nothing back. And Stu Peters chimed in. He says, well, look, you know, I know Mike Adams as well, so I don't really want to criticise him on here. Were there any threats made in the show or anything like that? And Victor Hugo says no. So there's some question mark over censorship on Brighteon.com, according to Victor Hugo. So that just came to mind when I opened up this page. So we'll close out with the Before It's News top 10 to try and keep the show relatively short. Okay, so where is it? Taking a while to load up here, I'm afraid. Here we are. Scrolling down to number 10. Went up 6 hours ago, 111 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump drops the next bomb. Biden shadow cabinet. The battle will soon begin. Number 9. Went up 7 hours ago, 130 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford update today. It's from yesterday. Number 8. Went up 11 hours ago, 131 people viewing. corrupt judge mocks Caroline Levitt, ends up in handcuffs minutes later. Number 7 went up an hour ago, 144 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, Trump declares Wednesday, 2nd of April, as Liberation Day. Well, I thought Tuesday, 1st of April would have been more appropriate. Number 6 went up 11 hours ago, 155 people viewing. And we know, Trump and Elon, Doge on fire, calm before the storm, DS have lost slave grip. That's deep state, presumably. Number 5 went up a day ago, 169 people viewing. Derek Johnson, important today, April millions dead, a month we will never forget. Yeah, I'm sure I was reading something similar at the same sort of time last year. Maybe they have certain months on before it's news where contributors think, oh, we're gonna go with this month, like, you know, October surprises, and we hear about things in March, stuff like that. Number 4 went up 4 hours ago, 216 people viewing. New X-22 report. Important today. Trump just dropped bombshell. Oh, really? Number 3 went up 10 hours ago, 281 people viewing. Technocracy Inc. Sinister links between Musk, USA and the British Crown. Yes, it's always the British Crown, isn't it? By people who don't want to identify who's really at the top. Number 2 went up 8 hours ago, 301 people viewing. Nino, man struck by lightning and dies, returns with a warning, World War 3 and solar flares by 2030. Yes, he sounds like an incredibly reliable source. And number 1 went up 8 hours ago, 482 people viewing. Nino again, shocking medbed technology has arrived. Oh dear, oh dear. Replacing the sun and food. Okay. That's it. Let's play the closing music. I want to thank all of you for joining me today, Saturday, March the 29th, 2025, for a show entitled Not Economically Viable, But It's All Good. I'm talking to you. We'll be back with you again next Saturday. I'll be back with you with a traditional Christian message tomorrow. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and bye for now.